Back in 2006, when I went off to seminary late in the summer, I was so homesick for St. Peter's and for all my friends here in Jackson, and I'd lived in Jackson just forever, so I constantly would go somewhere and see someone I knew. And one of the hardest parts about being at seminary 1,200 miles away was that I never just happened to see anybody that knew me. It was just a very strange feeling, and it was so powerful to me. This will tell you how much effect it had on me. On one of my trips home, I got here in the middle of the day, and no one was around. People were working or busy. And I went to Walmart. That's how desperate I was to have somebody recognize me and to know who I am, at least to some degree. I was just desperate to have somebody say, "Oh, look, there's Carol." And I did see somebody I knew, and I was just thrilled. Like, this hasn't happened in months. You know, I had to be desperate to make an extra trip to Walmart for that. But I think it did highlight and underline one of the deepest human needs that we have, which we have talked about in Doc, and that need is to be known deeply and to be loved anyway. All we want for Christmas, or for any ordinary day of the year, is that one thing: to be known deeply and to be loved nonetheless. The gift of intimacy and unearned, unmerited love comes to us through Jesus, which is why we celebrate so much this time of year, because we are remembering, recalling the coming of Jesus into our lives. And once we understand the life and death of Jesus, we know that we already have that gift that we have always craved. God has always known us with all of our fears and our flaws, and yet God loves us nonetheless. It's not easy to remember. In a culture that focuses on earning everything, on competing, we have to remind ourselves over and over and over again that we need not earn the love of God. That deep love that we crave is given to us in God through Jesus. Our collect today speaks about seeking daily visitation with God. And that regular contact with God is a time when we invoke the name, the life, the death, and resurrection of Jesus. And when we do those things, we remember how much we are worth to God. That is why we gather regularly, to remind each other that we each have worth in the eyes of God, and all of these other things we do are unnecessary to earn our way to God. If you're like me, you think that, oh man, if they knew, if they knew me really well, they really wouldn't like me. And I'm big on approval, so that is my weak point. But then I go back and I look at Scripture and our tradition. I look at 2 Samuel when David was chosen. No one guessed he would be the one. And in 1 Samuel, when all the other likely possibilities were rejected and David chosen, we have these words: "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord does not see as mortals see. They look on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart.'" God rejected the people as the next king who looked like they should be the next king. He rejected them despite their impressive outward appearance, and he chose David because God looks on the heart. God looks on our hearts. God knows that all of our efforts have been attempts to prove that we are worth loving. All we want for Christmas or for any day of the year is that one thing, to be known deeply and to be loved nonetheless. Tonight, we will celebrate the beginning of historical human events which gave us that gift in the flesh. We are closing our season of waiting. We are getting ready to celebrate the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. What gift will Jesus bring us for Christmas? The one thing we wanted, but probably didn't put on a list anywhere: to be known deeply and to be loved nonetheless.